Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. I'm here with Aaron Roney, and we're going to talk about Azure PowerShell. But
that
not just regular PowerShell. It's experimental.
Experimental.
You got a Mac?
Check it out. I've got a Mac.
I'm nervous.
And there's another step. I'm going to be running Docker containers in my Mac to run Azure PowerShell.
So I've got Windows. You've got a Mac. You're running Linux in a container. How deep can we go inception style?
At least
two. And
you're
running PowerShell.
Maybe I could do Docker and Docker.
Can you do that?
We'll try.
Let's do it.
As we have always said with our Azure tooling, the docs are the best place to go. So we actually have an article now on our docs that describes how to both install on Mac and Linux. So if you want to install natively on Mac and Linux, you can do that. And then we also have some information about how to run and install on Docker using either an Ubuntu image or any other image that we build. Mm-hmm. Right now, we only build Ubuntu.
Now, one of the things that we really try to stress with Azure is that it's all comers. Whatever makes you happy, use the technology that makes you happy, use the machine that makes you happy. You've got Mac, I've got my Surface, but you're talking about PowerShell on Mac. This is really, if you like PowerShell, if you've got PowerShell scripts, existing assets, it makes you happy, it's available.
Correct. Our goal is to bring the tools that you love where you are, rather than force you to go to where the tools you love happen to be.
That makes sense.
if you're a Linux type of developer, you love Bash, then we recommend that you use the Azure CLI. But if you find yourself on a Mac or Linux box and you love PowerShell, we recommend that you use Azure PowerShell. Use the tools you love where you love to use them.
And they're all calling the same backend REST API. They all have the same functionality.
Yep, same functionality, same backend.
And of course, the benefit of running it in a Docker tool, and you can do this with either the CLI or with PowerShell, is that you don't have to set anything up. It just works.
That's why I did this, because it just works.
You didn't want to mess with it.
I set it up. It just works. So we're actually going to run it right now and then show you some experiments that we've been doing. And I can show you why we're doing those experiments.
Blow my mind.
So this is actually not the right thing. You can do Docker run, Azure SDK, Azure PowerShell Core. But we are actually going to use an experimental build that I recently did to show off some of the new things that we're doing.
Okay, and this is like a lab. I mean, it literally is an experiment. Like,
it is.
If the public likes this, tweet you, and
yes,
maybe we'll make it real.
This is exactly it. Actually, that's my Twitter handle right there.
Twitchax.
Twitchax.
Okay.
It's a unique one. I like to use dash dash RM. Just clean it up immediately. I don't have to deal with it.
Oh, I see. So it'll delete itself when you're done.
Yeah, delete it afterwards.
Okay, so Azure SDK, PowerShell.
So that's why I said, it is quite long.
Experiments.
It is quite long.
I'm impressed that you were able to type that.
Well, I might have made a mistake. We'll see. So, boom.
In a minute.
Check that out.
Okay, now just to be clear, you're on a Mac, you're in Terminal, this isn't like Windows or Nano Server or something?
No, this is running an Ubuntu image,
so
if we dir right here.
You can't dir in Linux, that's an alias.
Yeah, that's true.
LSB
release dash A, I think, see, I don't know
well,
if.
You're in a PowerShell prompt.
Yeah, I don't know if PowerShell pipes that down.
You probably have to run Bash again and then go even deeper.
I wonder, can you do that?
Bash?
Oh! We're doing things now.
What are we doing? Oh, because it's Alpine.
It might be. I thought I chose an Ubuntu container, but.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so exit out of that.
Yeah, so if we exit, we should drop back down into PowerShell.
We're going to run Alpine in Ubuntu and PowerShell. Okay, so you're in a PowerShell prompt, but you're on Linux, unquestionably.
Yeah, so, I mean, we see, like, the very traditional Linux outline here of our directories.
Yes,
and better.
That is, in fact, the Linux file system.
Yeah.
I respect that. All right, let's check it out. And
so what I actually did want to show here is we've got a lot of users who would let me know all the time, that some of our commandlets are a little bit difficult to use. So
I may have heard that.
You may have heard that. I think we may have discussed it
at some
before.
Point when it wraps to the next line, you start to wonder what you're doing with your life.
You get concerned, right? So I actually have right here saved, this is the script, the simplest script to create a VM.
Well, I work for the company and we're here on Azure Friday, so I have no opinion about that.
I have no opinion either. My opinion is that it's a tad long.
It's just a smidge.
It's a smidge long. Yeah. And so what we've been doing is we've actually gotten user feedback. I've done some interviews. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to shorten these commands as much as possible.
Yeah.
So right now, in this container, I actually have a commandlet called new AZVM.
Okay.
And almost everything is optional. The only thing I have to provide is name. We'll wire up the NIC for you, the NSG.
Ah.
We actually default. If you choose a Windows image, we'll open up PS Remote and RDP. If you choose a Linux image, we'll open up 22 for you by default.
Back in the day, in the early years of Azure, I could go and type Azure VM create --location and then an image name.
Correct.
You're bringing that simplicity back.
Yes, we're trying to bring that simplicity to Azure PowerShell.
How does it pick the right location? Does it pick the last one you used?
So right now it's a default. In the future, what we plan on doing is doing exactly that. What is the most, maybe in the last 10 commands you've run, what is the location?
If there's smart defaults.
There's a pattern. Smart defaults, that's where we're going.
What about resource groups? Sometimes, I finally got my head around resource groups. They're just named groups.
So just
you can
buckets.
Delete them quickly. They're just buckets. But are you going to make me a resource group?
So we will make a resource group for you automatically, or you can specify one. I like just letting it ride, letting it do its thing.
Yeah.
But what you can also do is specify anything else. So if you did want a specific NIC to attach to, mm-hmm. or a specific NSG, you can specify that, just like you could in the super advanced script.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually not going to run it, but all it requires, because it does, I've already baked the cake, if you
okay.
will.
So you run it, you push enter, 5 minutes goes by, poof.
Yep, and so all you need, this is what it looks like, is something like this. That's all you need.
Okay.
Hit enter, ask you for credentials,
what will happen? Will you get Linux or Windows?
I'll get Windows by default right now, mm-hmm. but we plan on doing some type of letting you choose your defaults.
Right.
So you as a user, you can spin up Azure PowerShell.
Even if it was a little bit interactive, like if I got close, but I missed one command, you go, did you mean Linux or Windows? That'd
that's,
be great.
That's on our plan. So we have
it.
Work and some experiments around that as well. So I'll actually slide over. And this is a separate Docker container also running.
And you've pre-made the VMs. You've got a Windows one and a Linux one.
I've got a Windows one and a Linux one. And the one I just created is called Fantastic VM,
because mm-hmm.
I'm going to do fantastic things with it.
Love it.
And any other commands that you know and love, you can use here. So if we wanted to, we could even pipe this out to some type of other formatting model.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is already in table format.
Sure.
But
CSV?
You could use, so yeah.
Is that a thing?
I
just made that up.
I don't know that it is.
Let's find out. It should
be. But we
be.
Can do...
Hex?
Yeah.
You have Hex, but not CSV.
What does that do?
I don't know what Hex is. That's awesome.
I think what we might want to try is wide, though. So all of the PowerShell functionality that you... So that's a little strange.
That's
that
a
might
weird.
Be so you can capture a variable and pass it on. But all of the functionality of PowerShell that you know and love, if you already have a script
mm-hmm.
that creates VMs and then you know does some type of logic to start and stop them, you can use those scripts in a Docker container, on Mac, on Linux, wherever you are.
Very cool. The login aspect, how did you log in and get your authentication?
That is a good question. I think the last time I was here, we talked about the Azure CLI 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually, you use the same commandlet, mm-hmm. Is login Azure RM account.
Okay.
Except on the Linux and Mac, there's no way to pop up that frame for you that we pop up on Windows. And so we use the exact same device login mechanism that mm-hmm. the Azure CLI uses.
If I wanted to run this, though, in a Docker container as some kind of an automated job or something like that, how do I cache that credential?
Yeah, so you can, we actually have work coming soon. Actually, I don't even know if I can command out of this.
You'll never be able to get out of that. You'll be there forever.
We're going
to
go back over here.
That's like when I run VI.
Just shut
the computer down.
Just kill it. So we have plans to allow you to also use service principles. So you can already use service principles on Windows.
Right.
But we're plumbing that through into the Mac and Linux builds right now.
Yeah.
And you can also cache your credentials down to your home directory.
Cool.
On Windows or Mac or
great.
Linux.
Because then if I could go and run the Docker container and then do volume mapping, have the scripts already exist there, and the credentials live in my tilde home.
That's actually how I built this container, as I did a volume map, took my cache tokens from my home directory and took a few modules from my home directory.
Very cool. So where can people like watch these experiments and comment on them and be involved?
So I'll actually, if I exit here, The best way is to use our send feedback commandlet. Oh, I didn't type it right.
You have an actual commandlet to tell it to send you messages?
Yeah. So just hit enter, send feedback, enter. That's all you have to do.
That's awesome.
We'll ask you a few questions. If you want, you can provide your email, and then we'll take that feedback, respond back to you. And then also, if you want to try out these experiments today, if you want to try out this new Create VM scenario, you just use this Azure SDK. So I would encourage you to go to Docker Hub, check out Azure SDK. We have the CLI builds there, PowerShell. These experiment builds are all on Docker.
Fantastic. I am learning all about the new experimental functionality and some of the great stuff that's happening in Azure PowerShell on a Mac, in Linux, in a container. It's amazing, and we're making one of those VMs. Fantastic. Here on Azure Friday.